Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. How is everyone? How are you?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yes.
Yeah, although yeah. In the sound check, you just said I haven't changed my tampon for a while, so...
Why? What? Really?
How's that affecting life?
Well, now you've said it, probably got toxic shock.
Toxic shock? Is that off too many Easter eggs?
I wish, mate. You had one in the bin last week, but we'll not talk about that. I did ask him to. No, it's a long story.
No, you specifically were eating an Easter egg before bed and there was a little bit of it left and you went, Chris, throw that in the bin.
I didn't think you actually
and
would.
I threw it in the bin. And
have
the
you
next
not?
Day,
you haven't though, have you?
No, it's gone. No. It's gone. It's Come gone. On. It's gone. And the bins have been collected since then. But yeah.
Lucky bins.
It was literally, it was like the day after. Did you throw that in the bin? Yes. Why?
Never do what I say.
You're a... No?
Never do it,
God,
man.
We've been over this a million times, but this is sick. Even more
You're boring
ridiculous.
Me.
More ridiculous. But yeah, other than that, you all good?
I'm good, actually.
Well, I'm also good as well. So mm-hmm. Do you know what? We've been doing some long intros recently, so let's bloody crack straight bloody fucking well on, shall we?
Yeah, I agree. Dick. Fuck you.
Guys, it is episode 217. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. We love you. Thank you for coming back. If it's your first time, welcome.
Hello, if it is your first time.
And
pop your cherry.
Yeah, we will. Time to pay those bills, though. This week's sponsor, this week's lucrative sponsor is...
If it's your first time, this makes no money, so this isn't a real advert.
Bollocks. Buying clothes online. Hey. Hey. What you... Hey, look, everyone. Hey, it's 2023. What you doing buying clothes in the shop like a saddo, like a square? Eh? Hey, come on. Come with us. Buy it online. It's quick and easy. It's quick and easy. Can you try them on? Of course you fucking can't, but it doesn't matter, because if the will fit, because you've put your size in. Oh, they don't fit. Of course they don't fucking fit. Hey, but don't worry, it's quick and easy to send them back, everyone says, don't they? Eh? It's quick and easy to send them back. Yeah, just go online, eh? Just fill in all these forms, just repackage them, eh? Then box them all back up, yeah? Even though you open them like a fucking bear at a picnic, Rosie, yeah? And then load them all in your car, in the back of your car, like, Postman fucking Pat! And get yourself to your nearest drop-off or your nearest pick-up in your little shop, don't you? And you stand in the queue in the shop and you get to the front of the queue and you hold the full fucking queue up while you're toting your waist, giving them boxes and bags of shit to send back.
Okay.
Little old women behind you just trying to buy some milk, eh? She's been there for hours! Hours! While you send all your shit back to fucking ASOS. And there's an even easier one than that. There's an even easier one. You don't have to go to the shop. You don't have to go to the shop. They'll pick it up from your house, won't they? Yeah. And what are we currently doing? Fucking shit in my pants in case we miss this prick who comes to pick them up. Who said he'd be here like 15 minutes ago and he's not. So we've got the cameras on. We've got the... Oh, Christ.
Right,
sick.
Okay, Christopher should not buy online.
Nah.
I personally don't mind it.
Horrible.
I find it quite easy.
Horrible.
You know...
Everything about it's awful. Sizes are never right.
Well, yeah.
Horrendous.
But I would rather try the clothes on in my room than in the shops.
Nah, I went, like, we've got to buy posh stuff, and you know, evening, dinner, tuxedo kind of shit for something that we've got coming up, right? And
It rhymes with schmafters.
Yeah, we're attending the
television schmafters.
The rhymes with crafters. Rhymes with smell-o-vision crafters.
Yeah, that might be, works just as well.
Yeah. So we're going there, and I bought tuxedos, trousers, I bought loads of stuff online. Mm. All in the little note, this product's a bit smaller, so maybe order a size bigger than you normally order.
Why, welcome my world.
What chest size are you? How do I know what chest size I am? What am I?
Babes,
fucking page 3 model?
Is this some sort of joke? Like, women have been struggling with this for years.
Sick of it.
I've bought 3 pairs of trousers from the same shop. And one of them's been too big.
Sent 2 of them back. Throwing money away. 3 pairs of trousers. What are you? An octopus? Eh?
Why does he try and joke? They're not a funny point.
Everything's a funny point if you put the effort in. Right, go on, talk.
Right,
go.
I bought 3 pairs of trousers. One of them's too big. One of them fits fine. And one of them's too small. Right. All the same size.
Brilliant. Well, listen, big shout out to Jules B. Big shout out to Jules B and Jesmond Clothing Shop. I went there. I was there less than an hour. Mm. And I got full altered suits, everything sorted. Bang. Bish, bash,
I
even took Rafe. And Rafe asleep the whole time until, as I was paying, he woke up like he'd been kidnapped. Screaming for his mom. Even though I had him in my arms, screaming, "Mom, mom." People looking, thinking, that's not his kid. He's kidnapped that kid.
Just loves his mom.
So that was good.
His mom.
To a point of patheticness.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. He's actually pathetic. It's embarrassing.
So I've got Chris's phone with the camera of the gates, the front gates that we've got.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's going past on a pram. Either running. Eh?
Running with a pram.
Bloody modern, I used to do that.
Day living in it.
I did that with Robin.
You did that once with Robin.
I did it more than once.
Tell the truth. You did that once with Robin.
I did it about 3 times. No, honestly, I did. I did. We've got a deal that you have to believe us. I did it at least 3 times.
Okay, 3 times. Definitely worth that 300 quid of running buggy that I got. So 100 quid a run, that. Bargain.
What a run.
Bargain.
Oh, God, what a waste of money.
Yeah, 100 quid a run. It's okay, I gave it to charity. Someone who, that's probably them running past there now, getting the bloody money's worth of it.
I just got at the point where I was like, do you know if they're having a nap?
Yeah.
What, you don't want to be running?
No.
You want to be sitting on your ass, don't you? That's what nap times are for.
And herein lies the problem. That's why I throw Easter eggs away.
I'm all right with myself at the minute, actually. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, welcome to my sob story of my life, where I just constantly battle with the way that I look. And I've had to have a little word with myself because I haven't lost enough weight. I didn't have to lose weight.
You didn't.
I wanted to lose weight for the TV show. I've lost nothing.
No, but you look fantastic. You look great in all the clothes we've tried on. You're going to look great, great on the show. Stop it.
Oh, I know, but I did. Because it was last year and I was like, I'm going to do it for next year. I haven't done it. and now I feel so pressured that I'm like eating more, because that's what happens to me when I get pressured.
I reckon you can fully blame this on me. Is it because I gave the running buggy to charity?
It might be that.
There we go.
Yeah, because then I could have done it. Yeah, I probably would have done it if I had that.
My fault.
Oh, well, okay, that's fine.
Stop beating yourself up. Not being sexist here, but it's mainly ladies who beat themselves up unnecessarily for weight and stuff. Stop it. Stop doing it. If you're happy in yourself, just be happy in yourself. And you look fucking beautiful, love. And you look fantastic in the clothes we tried on. And, you're going to look great on the show.
Thank you.
More about being funny on the show.
Well, we're doing it on Wednesday. So now, even if I don't, it's tough shit.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, nothing I can do.
Could I interest you in the old lick and the raw chicken that we talked about years ago?
Ooh, well, how many days have I got? It's Friday the day. We're recording this on a Friday. I'd be shitting out the eye of a needle on the coronation. I don't want to miss the coronation.
Can I interest you in an iPad on the toilet for the coronation?
Oh.
Hey, coronation right. Chicken.
Would I be okay by Tuesday?
Probably not. I am not advocating licking raw chicken. We talked about it on the podcast years ago. It's absolutely horrendous. Don't ever do it to lose weight. It is madness. You will end up murdering yourself. So there we go.
Yeah, don't do it. I'm not going to do it.
Public service announcement there.
Okay.
Don't murder yourself by licking raw chicken. And let's have a bloody good jingle.
Yes.
Oh, we're recording this before the coronation, by the way. This has come out. Yeah. If that doesn't make sense, we're recording this the week before the coronation because we're really busy with the first episode
of the
TV show.
The day before the coronation.
Yeah, this is the day before
it's
the
tomorrow.
Coronation.
King tomorrow.
When we recorded this, he was still but a prince.
He was just still, a young prince.
Still but a young whippersnapper of a prince. And when this goes out to the airwaves, he'll be a king.
Wonder
how many people he's executed by next week. Looking forward to find out.
Right, here's a jingle.
Yeah.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Dop dip dap dip dap dop dap dip dap dip dip dop dap dip dap dip dap dip dap dip dap dip dap dip dip dip. She's not lost our weight. Yep, nope. She's not lost our weight.
So I just randomly pressed record there because Rosie was turning into Scatman.
Oh, Robin loves Scatman.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll listen to it in the car and it's proper. I'm like,
Rafe is welcome back to the show, by the way.
Hello.
Rafe is currently loving Booba on Netflix, which is that hobgoblin thing. But
what is Booba? What
is hobgoblin? He's a hobgoblin.
What's a hobgoblin?
It's just a made-up animal.
He's like, awful.
Yeah, he's horrible. Yeah, it's on Netflix, guys. Have a look if you can, or don't, because it's horrible. So Rafe gets in the car and he points and he says Booba.
Yeah.
And Booba has got one song on Spotify that I can access in my car. Yeah. One song,
it's
and it's a
got.
Remix of Whoa Sometimes
I Get a Good feeling.
Yeah. And it's on for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I drove up to Newcastle yesterday to get me suits, and in the car. He wanted it on repeat, non-stop.
And the bloke, so I don't know, so Booba doesn't normally have a voice on Netflix. Apologies if you haven't got children. You probably don't have any idea who he is. It's this hobgoblin thing, but he doesn't speak. And but then in the song, he sings, and it, but his voice is like, good times.
It's fucking horrible. So I've been listening to that on repeat for a few days now, so that's upsetting us.
Yeah. Something very exciting for you.
Okay.
Do you want to hear something good?
Obviously.
Just paid off the holiday.
Get in.
Yes, so it was a nice little feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Whishka. It's the holiday that we're going on with all of our friends and all of the children, which sounds really exciting, but it will probably be awful.
Yes, already planning that divorce straight after that holiday.
No, we're gonna be okay. We're not gonna fight.
Right, okay.
But you're not allowed to fight back with me.
Yeah, so that's our rule. I don't know if anyone else has got that out there. Basically what Rosie likes to do is Rosie likes to have a little snipe at us in front of friends and family, and then when I dare to defend myself.
No, because you're horrible back with me. You're horrible.
Dare to defend myself or deny the blatant fucking false accusation just thrown at us. I'm causing a scene.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
Don't cause a scene.
It's basically, it could be something like, Chris, where have you put that? Why have you always moved that? Where's that? Rosie, I haven't moved it. It's there. Right. Well, apologise. No. And then that's it. Oh, you said you hadn't moved that thing in front of me, ma'am. You made a right scene. Oh, for fuck's sake. Foxy.
And scene.
What was I saying before the Booba thing? I was saying something about
Robin. Something shit. Something shit, mindless crap. Don't know how this podcast does so well.
Wow.
No,
wow.
I don't know what you were saying, sorry.
With that attitude, I'm
keeping
surprised.
An eye out for the man.
I know, I told
or
you,
woman,
I couldn't look at the screen. That's why I've had to give you the phone with the screen with
I'm
the cameras
right doing
on
it.
No, you're not, because you're not even following a train of thought, for God's sake.
I am.
Oh, God. But yeah, Robin likes Scatman, John. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Just like Scatman. No real.
But it's good when they like songs that we like, isn't it?
Well, do what? I like Scatman? Do I want to listen
are
to
you,
it?
Excuse me?
No, I get it. But do I want to listen to Scatman's World on repeat in my car?
Does something to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is all the fast talking to give you vibrations?
No, it just reminds us of being a kid.
don't try it.
I was getting mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Good. Ooh, yeah, click. Good. Stop.
Ready?
Stop
if you it. Want some ASMR. What's that? You wish it was lager. It's not. It's actually just water.
It's just water.
Because where we live, the water is shit. So.
Tap water tastes like piss.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Should do a bit ASMR.
Don't do that. Stop it. Stop it. It's disgusting.
Take your mates.
Stop it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we can finally announce, excitingly, that I did an episode of Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh, my word. Finally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally announced
it. This is one of the things, ages ago, when we were like, we're doing all the stuff that we can't tell you.
Yeah,
so
we're
them dickheads who are telling you. Probably shouldn't have said it.
Yeah. It was the Wheel. It was the McIntyre's game, Midnight Game Show. And their final one was,
Who do you think you are?
On the podcast quite cleverly.
we did.
Cheekily, when they were filming, when we were like, just filming something. I'm filming something else. And Rosie was like, who do you think you are? And we left it in.
It was them.
Yeah.
And that was my idea, so don't even try.
Oh, all right.
That was me, off the top of my head, did it out of nowhere.
Yes.
And do you not remember that they actually got in touch with them and they were like, people might guess.
Yeah.
It was too good. And I was like, listen.
Well, I'm
Linda Licken.
Going to break a few rules here, because obviously I'm not supposed to tell anything about what happens in the show. No spoilers or anything.
No, don't.
But I just can't hold it back anymore. It comes out in June, and you'll watch it if you do.
It's not
watch
out
it,
till June.
It comes out.
Actually, that's next month. Why does it feel like
that is next month
in January?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's next month. It's
halfway
not even
through the year. It's halfway through the year.
Good grief. Well, always good to get rid of another one.
Brilliant. I can officially reveal that annoyingly it will come out. Me mum and dad are actually brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And my great grandfather, I think, on my mum's side, was Jack Russell.
Jack Russell
dog.
Is that what they came to in the end?
Yeah, that's what
I only always
one,
said
only one in the whole history of the show.
I always said you had a look of a Jack Russell.
Yeah.
But so, now it makes sense.
Is it me bright red dick that goes back inside my body? Is it that?
I think it is.
How I lift one leg to piss.
It's
on
when
the
you
wall.
Piss against the walls,
yeah.
Around the house all the time, and I'm just thinking.
The signs were there.
When you were sniffing for other rats in the garden.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll sniff everyone's arse when they come in.
There's loads of signs. Why have we never known?
What a couple of fucking pricks.
And just as a heads up, the day that we were filming, Rafe was an absolute dickhead.
They've edited around him really nicely.
He looks lovely in the video. He was horrendous.
Oh, awful. Awful.
Like, they came to film, you'd think they were taking him away the way that he went on. It was pure, it was bad crack.
He was really bad.
He really didn't like it at all. Whereas I think Robin would have
jazz
demanded
hands.
A stage.
Absolute
like,
jazz hands. Robin would have done
so
it all.
So different.
Yeah, yeah.
So different.
Trying to explain to Robin the stuff that they found is painful as well. I need to stop trying. Sometimes I forget that he's still 7 because he is quite grown up and I start trying to explain something to him. Like last week when I tried to explain stepbrothers or brother-in-law to him. Oh, Jesus Christ. I was trying to... I said about great-grandparents and he just made it his thing to say, Dad, does anyone have a great... And then he just kept saying great for... 5-10 minutes.
Sometimes it's just easier to go along with him. So, you know Jordan Henderson? Plays for England. Well, he plays for Liverpool and England.
Yeah, yeah.
Robin, because he's from Sunderland, and Robin is absolutely adamant that he plays for Sunderland.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm like, well, no, he's from Sunderland. He doesn't play. And he's like, no, ma'am, he does. And I'm like, yeah, he does, yeah. So now he's going to go to school and tell everyone that Jordan Henderson plays for Sunderland. And I'm like... Yeah. I just can't be bothered. He wasn't getting it. He wasn't understanding that you don't play for a team of where you're from.
So he doesn't understand that England can't play Sunderland.
Yeah, oh,
That's starting to do my head in. He doesn't understand that England can't play Newcastle. And so he's like, who's the best, Newcastle, England or Sunderland? I'm like, well, England, you can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Oh, you could, but...
That's all happening now because obviously there's rival teams. So some of his mates support Newcastle, some of them support Sunderland. And he's not really that arsed, is he? So I'm like, support who you want. I think he says he supports South Shields.
Right.
But he's a bit of a glory supporter. And clearly, because he's like, well, where are they in the league? And I'm like, well, they're not, but they're doing really well. South Shields are killing it at the minute.
Yeah.
And he's just, doesn't understand the football. But we're going to have to teach him because... It's all the kids talking.
He's gonna end up like me, the kid who just didn't know anything and just tried to go along with it and got the piss absolutely ripped.
Listen, I'm gonna do some swatting up.
Have I never told you about the time I was in a chip shop having me dinner at school?
Pig.
Standing in the queue of the chip shop, and I tried to join in with the football patter that all the other lads were doing.
Yeah.
And I think Newcastle had played Sunderland or someone had played someone.
And, a derby.
Wish I'd had your knowledge when I said it. And I accidentally said, yeah, we had most of the possessions.
Oh, what you meant to say? Possession.
Yeah, I put the S on the end.
Oh,
it was
God.
It was a long old lunch break, that
oh,
one.
Oh, God. There he is.
Ick.
My lad. Do you remember just nonchalantly having fucking chips in that for your dinner?
It's crazy. Cool. I look back
we'll
at how
little...
never
have a chippy dinner now.
Can you remember when if you asked for a drink during a lesson, you were basically the worst kid? Can you remember? I was just thinking about this the other day. You know, everyone's just constantly got water with them now all the time. And like kids take bottles to school.
Yeah.
Can you remember daring to tell the teacher you were thirsty at school and could I go to the toilet and use the water fountain? It was like, it's like you were going to shoot
a
fucking heroin.
At your toilet?
Oh, so yeah, we had running water at my school.
Oh my God. No, yeah. I remember having to get, if you wanted a drink, it was usually an art or something like that and you go at the back
drink
of the class.
Drink the paint
no,
water.
No, it was their massive, I mean, people would have them in the houses now, the massive like, Belfast sinks
yeah, yeah.
with all the manky wood and just paint everywhere and you drink out of like an old glue pot pot.
Right. No.
No.
I don't think that was standard. I was joking. I was like, would you drink the paint water? You just like washing
your paintbrush. Oh, no, I'm not even taking the piss. I have drank out of the pot where they've got the dry glue on and that, and you just fill it with water and have a sneaky drink. Because actually, you're right. I remember being parched at school.
Oh, parched, starving.
Pure parched. Oh, starving all the time.
Starving. Lunch? What are you getting for lunch? Oh, garlic bread and chips. Every day for 4 years. I should be dead.
Oh, no.
I should be dead. But yeah, there was a water fountain at our school, and it was like, use the water fountain.
That's good.
If you didn't use it on your break, if it was like halfway through the lesson, it's boiling the summer, you're like, miss, can I go for a drink? It's like, oh, God. You were like the worst kid on the... Yeah. Oh, so weird.
I used to love going to the toilet, though. And just
you
wander.
Used to love going to
well,
the
I just used to like wander around the corridors and that. Oh. Just like, probably like you're checking in on all the classes, like, where's me mate? I did a lot of that. So I can kind of understand.
Oh, fucking busy body.
Yeah. And then they come back and she'd be like, did you lose where you were? Which toilets did you go to? Well, yeah, you. Fuck off. I've been looking for me mate.
Fuck off, miss.
Sir. I would never do that. I was really good at school. Just behind the back, I'd be like...
Fingers up.
Fingers up. You. Fuck you. Fuck you.
What a rebel.
Oh. Wow. Yes, miss. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hello, sir. Babadoo, 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 ba. Now, as you all know, because he makes bloody eggs the pudding a lot about how much he's away and how much he has been away over the years.
Over eggs the pudding.
What did I say? Eggs
makes
the pudding.
Makes bloody eggs and pudding, you said.
No, I didn't. Jesus. I said eggs the pudding.
Over eggs.
Right,
the pudding.
All right. I missed over eggs. Jesus. Let me live my life.
I can't allow you.
You knew what I meant.
So wrong. I did know what you meant, but it has to be corrected.
It doesn't.
It has to be corrected. I'm so sorry.
Anyway,
in fact,
Chris.
No, I'm not sorry. I'll take that back. I'm
oh, good.
Sorry.
Right. Oh, glad. Oh, is that what we're doing now? Redacting apologies.
Yeah.
Retracting.
There we go. I didn't see. I bit my tongue here. Listen. I bit my tongue. Redacting is when it's done on a document.
It is. Yeah. Right. So Chris has got the train a lot over his life. He has. He's worked away loads. He's always been on the train. And now that we are doing it together and I'm a little busy bee, I'm on the train a lot as well. Mm-hmm. First time this has ever happened. We were on the train the other day, right? And I went to go use the loo. Standing outside, it must have been about 10 or 15 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, do you know what? Another bloke came and stood beside us. We looked at each other and I was like, I don't really want to go in. And he was like, I don't really want to go in, thinking it's going to stink of shit, right? Yep. Because I was thinking somebody in here so is having a dump or changing a baby's nappy, but I couldn't hear anyone talking to a baby. So anyway, but I was like, right, I'll just leave it.
What? I love that you think you couldn't. It's not I couldn't hear a baby, I couldn't hear anyone talking to a baby.
Well, you always talk to your baby when they're changing the nappy, don't you? I don't know why. It's like a weird... You can't... Do people not speak to their kids when they're changing the nappy? That's weird.
I haven't spoken to our kids for years.
Mm. Weird. That would be very strange if you just didn't talk to a child.
Just in silence.
Some people are very quiet, though.
Yeah.
Our kids are mad because we're so loud.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of quiet
reading
houses.
Reading them War and Peace while you're changing their arse.
Well, I'm just like, oh, here we go. Wipe this bum. Oh, you...
Narrating.
So I was thinking, right, they're having a dump. Awful. It got longer and longer. Nobody came out, and I was like, I'm desperate here. So the bloke went to the other toilet, and then I went after him, not too early, because I thought I don't want to. You know, it's just weird, isn't it? Horrible. The other one was out of order.
Yeah.
So I had to come back, pass the bloke again and his lass on the train, and she was like, I'm desperate. Is there someone still in there? It was all becoming a bit too much, right?
Yeah.
You didn't give a shit. I went and told you. Well, you were like, I don't
know. I don't know
why
I was dragged into it. Right. I've got no idea why I was dragged into this. It was crazy. You made me, you went to go and use another toilet and you made me change and sit in your seat so I could see the toilet.
Because I just wanted to know who
you
was
were like,
in
you
there.
Sit in my seat now and keep staring at that door and see if it opens. And
well,
I was
there's
like,
so many
this
elements.
Is just, I wish I was by myself.
But
this
there
is
was
horrible.
There was a lot of elements to it as well because the man who was doing the drinks trolley, he left that outside of the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, is it him? Is he all right? Or is he having his break? I mean, in the loo. Why would you have your break in the loo? Anyway, bit irresponsible. There's a lot of people on this train.
Yeah.
So I stood and chatted to this man and woman for a little bit. And she was like, I'm going to go to the other one right at the other end of the carriage. I was like, okay, I'll have to come after you. And we walked past and there was still nobody came out. So I knocked on the door and I was like, are you okay? Are you all right in there? Blah, blah, thinking, have they collapsed? I kind of like an emergency, you know.
You are fizzing. I'll be honest with you. You are absolutely fizzing. It was
kind of like a bit of
it
drama.
It was so fucking annoying. It was as a man who didn't need a piss or a shit, being dragged into this was one of the worst things. I was just trying to sit in my own business, watching my new iPad.
Right.
And he was just, there's no one there, and someone come in, and the other one's out of order, and Chris, and there's a drinks trolley outside. Honestly, I thought I nearly went, look, save it all, stick it in the email, we'll send it to Richard Osman. He put it all in one of his new murder mystery books, because this is fucking gold.
Yeah. Forgive me if I wanted for them to have to crane that door open, yeah, for someone to be passed out on the floor.
You listen to too much murder mystery.
I wouldn't want them dead.
You wanted a corpse.
No, I didn't.
You wanted a corpse in that toilet. Tell the truth now. Tell the truth. You wanted a corpse. You wanted them, and you wanted them to have been killed by an unknown.
I didn't want murder. I didn't want to be involved with murder.
You wanted murder, and you wanted to be an unknown weapon.
I wanted.
They were shot by an ice bullet, and the bullet melted.
I didn't want murder, guys. No. I didn't want that. I just wanted a little faint, a little pass out, recovery position. Oh, they're all fine now. Well, you know,
You need more stuff to watch on Train Journey.
So anyway, right, knocked on the door, and a bloke answered. And I was like, are you okay? He was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, well, right, do you need a hand? He was like, no. And he was coughing. And I was thinking, is he crying? He was sniffing. I was thinking, he's crying or something. Anyway, so I went to the other toilet, and I opened a door on a woman as well, which was annoying.
People who don't like the train toilets can fuck right off.
Yeah, it was weird. She didn't say anything though. She just slammed the door shut. I was like,
well, yeah, they always like, they're like, oh my God, you know, I'm sure I've talked about it on here. It might have been a sponsor once. It's like, lock the door.
Yeah.
Lock the door. Yeah, if I open a door that's got a green thing on the front and you're inside horrified, that's on you. That's not on me. I'm the victim of this.
We are getting the end of the story. So nobody was dead. Went and sat back in my seat and I kept an eye on it. About another 20 minutes.
Very annoying.
Another 20 minutes went by, right? Bearing in mind, one of the toilets is out of order, so everyone's having to go to the two tiny little toilets. There was no toilet roll. Of course there wasn't, because every fucker was using it. So I sat there, and then the door opened, and this bloke, he must have been about 6'6", right? He was massive. This bloke came walking out and just walked past her, dead nonchalantly, and went to the other carriage. And he was dodging his ticket,
wasn't he?
And I'd never seen that before.
Seen it so many times.
Oh, I'd never seen that before.
When there's a toilet door locked. Normally, to be fair, the train guards are normally on it. The train guard who was on that day, he didn't even check our ticket.
He didn't check our ticket.
The bloke should have just fucking sat next to us, because he completely didn't. But I've been outside the toilet waiting before for ages, and the train guards came past and knocked on the door and being like, can you open the door, please? And I'm like, fucking hell. I like panicked.
I'd love that.
And a lad got out. He was like holding his stomach. He was like, oh, I don't feel very well. And the train guard was like, do you not? And I'm like, where did you get on? And he charged him for a ticket. And he looked at me and he was like, they're just hiding the toilets.
I'd rather pay.
I
swear to God.
I hold my breath in them toilets on the train.
Absolutely awful. I'd rather pay double than sit in the toilet. He must have been in there for about 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Brazen. Tea?
No, there's no tea. And we've got another one. Da-na-da-da-na-da.
How long have I been saying brazen?
Fuck me, this is just, honestly.
Oh, Jesus.
Brazen. You have a go at people for pronouncing things wrong?
When do I have a go at anyone for pronouncing things wrong?
Me mum, when she says greasy.
Right, okay. I hate greasy.
My mum also
and
says sandwich, which is very annoying.
That's fair enough.
When people say brufen for ibuprofen.
Oh,
but there's you. But there's you.
Eczema.
Sticking T's on the end of brazen.
The band's got eczema. Got eczema, love. All right, fair enough. Maybe I'm just as stupid.
People in glass houses.
Brazen. Brazen as brass.
Bold as brass.
Bold as
brass. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Fuck, get me in that toilet with that bloke away from you.
I think I'm broke.
Knock, knock, knock. Is there any room in there, mate? She's doing me tits.
Am I all right? I know it's bald as... Oh, God, let's crack on.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Just a little quick shout out to remind you that if you are listening to this on Friday, the day it comes out, our new series of the Chris and Rosie Ramsey Show starts tonight on BBC One. All right, on BBC... Just remember, we haven't recorded the first episode yet, because we're recording this the week before. So hopefully the guests that we have booked, that I'm not going to tell you just in case the pullout, will have done it. Great guests. Got a very exciting show lined up for you. And that is on BBC One, 10:40 tonight. That's Friday. And if it's after Friday, it's available on iPlayer, as is all of the previous first series.
So Friday night. Does feel like a Friday night show.
Very excited.
A bit drunk. It is on a little bit late. A lot of people have been like, it's a bit late, and I get it. I do get it. Watch on catch up. on Saturday night.
You got your iPlayer. It's all good. Don't worry about a thing. Yeah. So there you go.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Bee?
Hello, Chris. Hello, sunshine.
Who's
sunshine
this?
On a rainy day. Mix. Oh, someone's ringing you. It's Joe from Avalon Marketing.
Right.
Should I deny the call?
What? Yes. Belinda, why do you have my phone?
It's me. It's Barry.
It's Barry.
Oh, shit.
You've done the wrong voice.
No. I've just... it's got a frog in my throat, mate. How are you?
I'm all right,
how are
mate.
You?
Yes,
TV I... show next week. Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Very excited. Yes. Very excited, mate. Got myself a new hat. Got myself a new hat.
Right.
Really looking forward to it, mate. I've told all everyone I know they loved the first series.
Right,
couldn't
okay.
believe I was on it. Couldn't believe I was on it.
Right.
So I honestly, mate, down the club, we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it on the night.
Right, okay.
We can only watch 20 minutes, though, because it's last orders at 11 o'clock and everyone will just fuck off. But that's fine.
Right,
that's fine. And the day and I've catch up, I haven't got the internet.
How much was this hat?
Oh, the hat, I got it from workmans.com. It was about 16 quid. It was bargain.
Okay. Do you still have the receipt?
No, I don't think I do. Oh, I might be in the front of the van.
Right, okay.
Might be in the front of the van. I'll keep all my receipts. Okay. Keep them in a little Big Mac box. That's where I make the big books.
A little Big Mac box.
Put them in my Big Mac box.
A little Big Mac box.
Mate, have you ever used the McDonald's stuff as actual containers in real life?
Right.
I've got the fries one. That's my pencil case. I keep all my pens and my pencils in the fries box, right?
Wonderful, yeah.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Good. Yeah. People chucking it. I see people chucking them away and I'm thinking,
probably because it's covered in grease from all the chips.
Oh, it wears off, man. It wears off.
Okay.
It does. It does. And so I use all my little containers, the little boxes.
Right.
I've got one of them's got me hamster in.
Okay.
Lived in there for years.
Right.
Doesn't move. It's probably just... He's in there, doesn't run anymore. I think he's learned that that's where he lives. It's great, man.
Okay, well, we'll get to that later.
12 years I've had him in there.
Put a pin in that.
Why not put a pin in it? Because I'll just kill him, surely.
It's a phrase. You might have to return the hat because you...
Just dead excited, mate.
Don't know how to say this, mate.
Gonna get there, got the train booked.
Don't know how to say this,
booked out the full train for all me family.
Right.
Sitting row... Do
refundable tickets?
No. Okay, don't I buy everything on the day in cash? Don't get refunds. My life doesn't change very much, mate. I've not got any other plans.
Okay.
I've literally sold my business.
Right.
And I'm doing
Barry.
This
you're
for,
not on the
this
second
is the
series.
Show.
Barry.
I'm just doing
Barry.
Everything for the show.
Barry, you're not on the second series.
What, mate?
You're not on the second series of the Christmas Rams show. We moved from BBC Two on a Monday night, which is very, very much your forte. You're Sean, mate. You're Sean. But BBC One Friday nights, you know, it's prime time, big sort of chat show slot. They're not feeling it, mate. You all right?
Oh, I can't believe you told him on here.
That was awkward. Well, no choice. No choice. Starting to sound a bit like his mom sometimes. Might have to go back to the drawing board slightly. Just had to tell him. Had to break it home, didn't I?
Got,
honestly,
his eyes out.
Enjoyed it a bit. Got a semi on during that, I did. Enjoyed that a little bit. Enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So,
All right, well, I was going to tell everyone. Just, I didn't think you would ring today, of all the days.
Yeah, no one cares. So, no one gives a shit.
Great.
What's your beef?
Okay, I'm still coming down from that.
Still in character, aren't you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
My beef with you is you always make a really sarky, annoying comment when I want to put gel on the kid.
Right.
I like putting gel in the lads' hair because I think it makes them look really nice.
Let's drag ourselves out of the 90s and into 2023. It's hair.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends.
For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Product.
What?
It's hair product, not gel. You're still working on, like, you know, a see-through tub of a luminous green jelly that you put on a child's hair. It's just hair product. It's not gel.
I'm sorry, but the collective name for it is gel, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think so, the way the world's gone. I imagine there's young people listening to this now who, when you said gel, had no idea what the fuck you meant.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I reckon. Do you know they're, like, luminous in a tub? I always
thought everything was called gel. Oh, well, matte paste then.
Hair paste.
You won't let us put it on the kids.
Hair product.
And I don't know why, because they look mint.
Okay. Well.
Explain yourself.
Sometimes they don't want it in. Sometimes, I mean, Rafe obviously has got no opinion either way. Robin just, the thing with Robin is, he thinks his hair completely flat looks amazing, and it doesn't. And I'll do his hair, and I texture it, I flip his fringe up to one side, and he looks and he goes, ugh!
It looks amazing.
And he flattens it down like he's been wearing a fucking bicycle helmet all day, and goes, oh, they're much better. And I'm like, it looks ridiculous, so you're about to be fired out of a cannon. Why have you done this? And I've said to him, all right, maybe shame on me, but I've been going, Robin, I've been doing my hair for years, and I've photos... I'm on the telly, I go on stage, I know how to do hair. I'm telling you this is good. And he's like, nah. And he just slicks the whole thing flat to his head and goes, yeah, that's how I want it.
It's like Kevin and Kevin and Perry.
It's madness.
But
Perry. Perry. Or Kevin. Kevin
Which
had
one?
A cap on and long hair down the front.
Oh, I don't know.
Did Perry have a flat?
I don't know, Chris. It was just
I can't remember. No, I wasn't picking you up on it. I can't remember which one looked like that.
I can't remember.
It's basically, it's like as if, imagine gel it and combing it completely flat.
Yeah.
That's what he's done. And I mean gel
but
is
why,
in.
But then, I just say, can we put some gel, not every day, by the way, like, it's only if we're going somewhere, like, nice. And you're like, ugh.
Because you've told me for years to pick me battles with the kids and stuff, and sometimes I try to put a coat on them, and you go, if he doesn't want a coat on, don't bother. But you will literally fight tooth and nail to put hair paste on them, like they're going on a fucking catwalk.
Yeah, because it makes them look nice.
Right, but they don't want it, and I don't want it, and I can't be arsed, and we're already running late. And it's my hair paste.
Ding, 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 ding. There we go. Doesn't like sharing his stuff. Only child. Doesn't even like sharing with his own kids. What a wanker. It's my hair paste. Oh, God. You got something wrong with you. Literally, I can be eating a crumpet or something, right? Right. And the kids will come along. And I'll probably not end up eating that crumpet because I'll give them my crumpet.
Well, I do that as well.
No, you do. No, you do not. You don't. You don't. You do not.
Right.
Right. No way.
The greedy man.
You're eating your protein bar.
Yeah.
Right. And they come along, and Rafe wants half, and Robin would like half.
You can't give them protein.
Right. Okay. Oh, right. Just imagine that you can. Right. Would you give them it?
No.
Yeah. Dickhead. Shocking that.
You want to hear my beef for you?
Yeah, go on.
My beef with you is, we talked about ordering clothes online and stuff before.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy going to the shop and getting a haul of clothes every once in a blue moon when I bother me arse to fucking wear something new that isn't free merch we've been sent.
We do dress very shit.
Yeah. And
in day-to-day life.
Well, I'll tell you why I dress shit. And I think it's all down to you. I think it's all your fault.
Great. Great. Don't know how this is going to come back to me.
You have absolutely ruined buying new clothes for me.
Why?
Because when I was younger, I would go out with my mum, right? If it was like Christmas was coming up, I would get some new clothes for Christmas. So if I just needed some new clothes, I would go out, get some new clothes, she'd get us all my new clothes. Then we'd come home, right? I'd set all my clothes up in the kitchen, right? My mum and dad would have a cup of tea.
Oh God, of course you did a fucking fashion show, didn't
damn
you?
Damn right, I did a fashion show. Oh my God. They'd make a cup of tea each and they'd go and sit in the living room and bit by bit I'd put my new outfits on and I'd walk in and show them. And Bob, you never let me do that for you.
I don't
and
know.
It's so unfair.
I hate how much you feel the need to tell me about your life. I honestly just buy something and just use it. And then maybe when you're wearing it, go this. Or I'll say, that's nice, that's new. Mm. Oh, God.
You should get yourself a coffee or a drink. Phone's on silent.
No.
Sit down. I'll come in bit by bit what I'm wearing. And you go, yeah, lovely.
Was that Stitch Fix advert that we did? Where we filmed me watching you try. Was that the best day of your life?
One of the, since Easter 1997. That was best day of my life.
I can just see your mum and dad sat down watching you try clothes on.
Cup of tea each. Wow. I walk in. Wow. Mum, look at in these Adidas pants, mum. They've got buttons all the way down the side.
Ooh. Chris. Wow. Bill, look at that. That's fantastic.
My dad's sitting there. Fucking why? Why have they got buttons all the way down the side? Shut up, man, dad. You're ruining it.
So, yeah. I wouldn't have even got my mum and dad sat down. Do you know that?
Yeah. Well, don't be jealous of my brilliant childhood. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Rosie, what do you have for us?
Oh, loads of stuff, Chris, thanks. Hi, just listening to the latest episode where someone had written about their sweatshop lesson experience.
Brilliant, at school, yeah.
Amazing. It was certainly unhinged and made me have a flashback to primary school. I went to a Church of England primary school. My mum lied about having me and my brother christened to get us in, by the way, which was very religious. The following story may explain just how religious.
Oh, okay.
Every Easter, the headmaster would call a school-wide assembly where he would recreate Jesus's crucifixion in great detail.
At Christmas?
At Easter.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Christmas.
Did I?
Oh, wow. No, you didn't. Okay. Probably not.
Every Easter, the headmaster would call a school-wide assembly where he would recreate Jesus' crucifixion. The kids and teachers would be lining either side of the assembly hall, leaving a path in the middle. A tape, in brackets, this was the 90s, would then start, which had sounds of jeering and shouting. The headmaster would then appear from the double doors at the back of the assembly hall, dressed in a toga / nappy hybrid, barefoot and bare-chested. Wearing a long brown wig and a beard and a thorned crown, and carrying a large wooden cross on his shoulder.
He played Jesus. Oh God, even Mel Gibson didn't play Jesus when he made a film of Jesus, and he's a fucking egomaniac.
He wants the kids to take it seriously.
Jesus in his own production of Jesus' death. Oh my God.
So he's got the wooden cross as well, right?
Of course he has.
At this point, a whipping sound would appear on the tape with a voice shouting, "Walk!" each time after a whipping sound.
You know he's recorded that somewhere as well. He's gone to a recording studio for a day and recorded that himself. So.
The headmaster would then mime being whipped as he walked up to the front of the assembly.
Oh, I've gone past hating him and I love him. I actually think this is fantastic.
So he mimes being whipped like, oh.
Yeah.
Right. He got to the front of the assembly where he would put up the cross and step on. There was a step at the bottom of the cross. So he'd like step on the bottom.
Wow.
Two teachers would then mime hammering in nails, and it says in brackets, God, of course accompanied by sound effects courtesy of the crucifix soundscape, while the headmaster cried.
Cried? Cried?
Oh, this is horrendous. I need to remind you at this point.
Just afterwards as well in the staff room. Mr. Smithson, you were well out of time hammering them nails in there. Really threw us off me crying.
We'll get it better for next year.
Mr. Smithson, you made a mockery of the entire crucifixion there. Three nails you hammered in. There was clearly two. Clearly two.
Miss Jones, you were late with the palms. I need to remind you at this point, this was primary school.
Primary! Oh my God! I didn't realise it was primary! I thought it was come?
I'm in my 30s now, an atheist, and still not sure if this was a genuine attempt of getting across the gravity of the crucifixion or was some weird kink of the headmaster's and he was just using Easter as an excuse to get his rocks off.
Oh, wow.
I can't imagine it would be allowed today. The 90s were a mess. They were,
fantastic.
You know.
Fantastic.
Now, the 90s were a mess.
Oh, my God. I love that so much. I'd give anything to watch that live.
Scarring.
That's like something from The Office. That's like David Brent. That's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. Oh, delicious.
Walk!
The headmaster then disappeared for 4 days.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, we've got an ick here.
Wonderful.
Ew, you're so disgusting.
Ick.
We've got an ick, and this lass has emailed so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually got some of the other ones that she sent in. She sent about 5 things in.
Brilliant, thank you.
And we used one of them on the tour. One of them on the tour. I can't remember what story it was now, but so I'll read a couple of them because she's got some good stories. Okay,
love it. Thank you for your constant bombardment.
Yeah,
thank
and the, it's over the span of like 4 years.
Love you. So thank you so, so much. That's wonderful.
Love that. Hi, guys. Ick for you. I had just been seeing this guy and one night we were texting about hobbies. I said I enjoy music, to which he responds, I can sing, you know. I was instantly intrigued, so asked what he was into.
No.
I got a voice note reply.
Knew it.
If that wasn't an ick, you know, the voice note was of him singing.
Yeah.
Singing opera.
Oh, no. Opera.
And of all the ones.
Look, now,
I mean, listen, I love opera singing.
Yeah, just about to say, no, I've got a very good friend who listens to this podcast who is a phenomenal opera singer.
Yeah.
But sending it in a voice note is,
great. If it's him?
I doubt very much that it's him.
It might be him.
I doubt very much.
I'd be like, what do you do?
A lot fucking cooler than that.
Yeah, I sing. What do you sing? Oh, no. Nessun dorma. Nessun dorma.
You know, it would be so much better.
What?
If she said, I'm into music, and he went, I can sing, you know, and she went, can you? And the voice note was just, I'm a scat man. Skip a
double. Or... what if it was, and he taught me the old whip, he lorda hideo, he lorda hideo, he lorda hideo.
I block him. Stop yodeling.
You love my yodeling. I haven't yodeled for ages.
Absolutely hate it. Well,
God!
Stop it.
Hello, hello, hello. Babadoo, 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 ba. Same lass, different story.
Great.
Dear
same
Rosie
lass,
Chris,
different story.
I hope you're both well. I've been meaning to send this story in for about 6 months, but never got round to actually typing it. As you can see...
How busy are you?
Jesus.
Fuck me.
I finally did get round to it, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
I've heard every single episode you've released, and I think my story will make you laugh. I would appreciate it, though, if you could please keep me anonymous.
Always.
It was the summer of 1998, freshly out of school and away on my first girls' holiday in Tenerife.
Wow.
We had a good week after all the usual activities, you know, drinking, sunbathing, drinking, sleeping, dancing and more drinking.
Got you.
The hotel in which we were staying laid in on evening activities, which, to be honest, we were not too interested in, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What with the lure of the Tenerife pubs and clubs just down the road. However, we were lying around the pool one day near the end of our holiday when one of the entertainment blokes from the hotel came up to us and asked us if we'd be interested in being hypnotised as part of the evening stage show.
Absolutely not. No.
No.
Move on!
Why though? Personally, it freaks me out.
Yeah, so someone tried to do it to me once in a comedy club backstage. He was a new act. I've never seen him since, but he was a new act, but he claimed to be able to do hypnosis.
Hypnotise himself to death.
Well, I pretended to be under for a couple of minutes. I lifted my head up. I was like, mate, it's not working. And he's like, oh, yeah, it doesn't work on some people. I was like, I don't know if I believed or not, but maybe I was really against it. Maybe while he was doing it, I was like, my whole thing was I'm going to pop my head up and go, oh, you're full of shit.
I don't know how it can work, personally.
I mean, people make a lot of money off it. I think it is a thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's more suggestion. I think you've got to be quite suggestible to it, whereas when someone's talking to me, I'm normally not listening anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Well, yeah. That is true. My mate and I said yes straight away. To this day, I don't know why. I don't know why I was so keen to take part. I think it must have been growing up watching Paul McKenna on TV and wondering whether it was real.
Fair point.
I was about to find out.
Oh,
see the one who bent the spoon?
No, that was Uri Geller.
That was Uri Geller.
Yeah.
Paul McKenna, is the one who
can make you sleep, can make you thin, does
make you
all
stop smoking and
I
that.
I can make you stop smoking, yeah. I can make you sleep, I can make you thin, yeah. All of that.
Take away your stomach.
What?
Just takes away your stomach.
Does that what he does? Makes you believe you haven't got a stomach or a mouth?
No. I know what he does with food.
Right.
You think of your favourite food and what you want to eat, and then you imagine just loads of horrible stuff on it.
I would like to see him try that on you.
Oh, no, it wouldn't work at all.
Paul, I've scraped all the horrible stuff off.
In me brain. But there was dog shit on there, Rosie. There was cat shit. There was cigarettes stumped out in the cat shit. Scraped them all off.
Smoked the cigarettes. Thanks, Paul. Thank you for your help.
Really nice bar of chocolate. Okay. Later on that evening, about 8 of us were in the front row of the audience ready to take part in the stage show. There was the usual introduction, blah de blah, and then we were invited up on stage. The hypnotist talked us through what was going to happen. The actual process of hypnosis would take about 5 minutes, during which we were instructed to keep our eyes shut. After that time, we would be hypnotized and under the spell until released from our trance. The hypnotist started hypnotizing us and I sat still, eyes tight shut, wondering when I might start to feel something. I just felt normal, like me, but with my eyes shut.
That's a TripAdvisor review of the hypnosis. How's hypnosis? Felt normal, like me, with my eyes shut. 3 stars.
But you know, I trusted the process.
Why? Just thinking back, like when I was, you know, when I used to go on holiday with my mum and dad in the 90s, the hypnosis, big
hot shit.
Age,
it was hot shit.
Come on, it's fucking really weird that it was so mainstream. Oh, yeah, get up when everyone's pissed and this guy, he'll make you forget the number 10 or whatever. Yeah. Oh, you're counting, you miss it out. Like, can you imagine if it just came out now? If it wasn't a thing and someone came out today in the news and went, I can do this thing where I can control your brain, he'd be fucking locked up in a second. Mm-hmm. Wow. So strange,
it is,
really.
It's really strange
or anything. But like they said about the school, the 90s was fucking lawless wasteland. Well,
it was.
Crazy.
The good old days, eh?
Right, so she feels like her with her eyes closed.
After about 5 minutes, the hypnotist started telling the audience that the process was complete and he would begin the show. He instructed us to open our eyes, and when I did, to my absolute horror, I was the only one left on stage. At this point, I had a moment of internal panic. 200 people looking at me, and I knew that I wasn't actually hypnotized.
Wow.
But I wondered if maybe I actually was. I'd never had it happen before, so I didn't know how I'd actually feel. Anyway, I'm a good actress, so I decided to go along with it and adopted a glassy-eyed stare.
Wow.
Out of the corner of my eye, I could see my mates absolutely killing themselves in the audience. The hypnotist started with asking me to pretend to play the invisible drums and then to ride a bucking bronco on stage, complete with yee-haws, and then fall off it onto the floor. I had gone past the point of no return. To stand up now and confess I wasn't actually hypnotized would have made me look like an even bigger idiot. So I lurched around the stage, whizzing an invisible lasso above my head. After that, the hypnotist had me sit down. He said that he was going to show me his enormous penis and that I was to pretend it was as big as a marrow and the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life. The fucking 90s.
What the fuck?
So he pretended to flop it out onto my lap, and honestly, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I had to stroke it admiringly and marvel at its size.
My word.
I honestly don't know if he knew I wasn't actually hypnotized and was just having a laugh at my expense, or whether he thought I was, and I don't really know which would have been worse.
That's so fucking weird.
So weird. After that, it was 1, 2, 3 back in the room, and I pretended that it was all real and that I had absolutely no memory of what had happened. That bit wasn't hard. There was no way on this earth I was going to admit I did all that voluntarily. My mates kept asking me what it felt like and if I had made up some bollocks about it being as if it was a dream or something.
My word.
Turns out all the other participants didn't feel like they were being hypnotized, so they all just got up and walked off stage. Anyway, thank God this was all just before the era of smartphones, or I have a feeling this would have haunted me forever. To this day, my mates never knew that I was making it up and always reminisce about that time I was hypnotized on stage and worshipped a massive knob. The shame.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I think this must have been an 18 to 30s holiday.
Mm.
Did you ever watch the programmes? I was obsessed with them when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Of like the club reps and all that. I never went on an 1830s holiday. Yeah, no. But Jesus Christ, the stuff they used to do, like on a night time and that, like full on geek strip shows and stuff and all that stuff.
It was probably something like that. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine there's, you know, children in the crowd while she strokes an imaginary knob.
Yeah. Yeah. But
really
then again, the
weird.
90s, you didn't know, do you?
God, times have changed. But yeah, it's a shame that she couldn't have filmed that because it sounds like it could have been good for an acting reel if she ever wanted to be an actor.
That is true.
Wasn't. Watch all that. Did you see it? Horrible, wasn't it? Wasn't even hypnotised. Where do you want us to stand, Steven Spielberg?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want to hear another one from her?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Fucking brilliant.
It's a bit of a shit story.
What do you mean?
It's like a let's talk about shit
oh,
story.
Oh, that's fine then. Okay. Yeah, I thought you meant it's a shit. If it's a shit story,
No.
It's a shit story, absolutely not. If it's a shit story,
let's talk about shit, baby.
B-B.
Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good stuff, all the bad things that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shagged, married, and shit. Shit. Dear Chris and Rosie, I thought to email in as I haven't heard a Let's Talk About Shit story for a while.
Hey.
I think this goes without saying, please keep me anonymous. This was actually sent in 2020 from the same lass who got the voice note from the...
singer.
The opera singer and pretended to be hypnotised.
Love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's my new favourite.
Yeah. I'm going to call her Sarah.
Okay.
I hope that's her real name.
Okay.
Yeah. I was once seeing this guy for a while who I met off a dating app. Dun, dun, dun. After a very short amount of time, we had already done the deed. # shameless slag. Nothing shameless about that. Got to get your rocks off where you can.
Why not?
It was incredible. He was so good at going down. Best I've ever had.
Whoa.
Yeah. Going downtown, Nana. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah. Going downstairs to get her stuff.
Yeah.
When she was upstairs and she's like, oh, I've left me phone downstairs. Yeah. Can you go down and get it? She'll go down and get it.
Yeah. What did they call
that's safe.
Licking out in the olden days?
I don't know. But licking out's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What do you think's the best way to say it? What did our grandparents call?
Don't know, because I'm never going to ask them.
No, I know, but they must have had a name for it.
I called it something stupid like kissing the flower or something daft.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's quite nice.
A bit of an eye, yeah.
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 But during like sex?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Or in a sexy like letter. During the war.
How
were they saying to each other?
What year time are we talking about here? I feel
40s.
This has been written with quills.
The
and
40s.
Shit. Like, I don't know.
What did they call cunnilingus?
Probably,
in the 40s.
Maybe
they didn't call it cunnilingus.
I don't know then.
Shall I ring me Nana?
Absolutely fucking not.
She'd love it.
I can't be in the room if you're ringing
okay.
Nana.
Okay. Shall I ask me mum? Oh my God, please let me ring me mum and ask her. She'll be devastated.
This is horrible.
Let's ring Sandra.
Oh God.
She'll be gutted.
Oh,
she
man.
Is so not rude. Well, she is. Explain me mum. So Sandra... Sandra's dirty as out, but in like public, she pretends she's not.
Mm.
It's ridiculous.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it's happening. I feel sick. I actually feel really ill.
Oh, well. Oh, see what she says.
I can't look. I don't know why, because I'm still here at all. Oh, Jesus.
Is she all right?
Hi, Mom. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just recording the podcast, so this is going to be on the podcast. But a really quick question. Do you know, like, in the 1930s and the 1940s, like, in the olden days?
Olden days.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't
No, I know, you, then, but you're quite switched on, right? What did they call, like, you know, when a person goes down on a woman, we call it now, like, licking out?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
What did they call it back then?
How are you on to that? What are you on?
We're just talking about...
What did they call it then?
What did they call it? Like, what would...
I don't think they did it in them days. I don't...
Did they not?
Happen. Well, maybe Lady Chatterley's lover or something.
Well, it happened in that all the time. Have you seen it?
I know it did, but but that was a big scandal book, you know. That was quite... Oh.
Happened in Game of Thrones. That was ages ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was... They wanted that banned and everything.
Right.
No,
you had to hazard a guess, listen, there's £50,000 riding on this, ma'am. You're on the wheel.
Right.
What's the answer?
The wheel, 8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Do you know what? I couldn't even... I don't know.
We said kissing the flower.
Oh, that's rather nice. That's that actually sounds nice, doesn't it?
Okay, we'll go with that then.
Yeah. I don't know if Janet knows.
Ask your mate. Go on, ask her.
Jan.
Jesus Christ.
This sounds awful, right?
Because it is awful.
In the early sort of like 2016. Do you know cunnilingus? Do you know what it was called then? Like, did they have it's common, like a horrible name. Hoxby upon you and that. No, Jan, it's getting totally the wrong end of the stick.
Hoxby, like the plague.
Doing spells.
No, do you know, like, you know, and it goes down on somebody and that. No.
Jesus.
She doesn't know.
Ask her where she is. Where is she?
She's actually a fetus.
She's still a virgin.
She's still a virgin. So she hasn't a clue.
Ask her where she is. Where are
they? Where are you, ma'am?
Keane Valley. Just come out of Marquis.
Shame.
I want nobody
hearing me. Oh, I love it. Well, listen, you two have a lovely afternoon. Oh, go get your flowers kissed. All right.
Oh, my God.
Love you. Bye.
Outside of Marks and Spencer's at Team Valley and Gateshead. Jan, do you know what licking out was called? Sorry, love, get past us with your trolley there. Jan, the olden days, man. You know what licking fannies was called? Jan. No, I'll get in the car. No, I'm not leaving. We're going somewhere else. No, it's not. We're not moving. It's not a parking space. No. Jan. Fucking hell, man.
Did he hear her first, though? Oh, Rosie. Oh, what you talking? Jan, what did they call going down?
Outside of Marks and Spencer. Oh, this fun. Is just disgusting.
Yeah, do you know what it is? I love our people.
Yeah.
On our people who we've got around us, mint. Yes. Absolutely mint. Very good. Anyway, so... This lad, who she's met,
yeah,
very much in the 21st century,
yeah,
very good at it, okay? Very good at it. So, one night we went on a date to the local pub for some pints.
Excellent.
After getting pleasantly tipsy, we wandered back to his flat to do some shagging. Previously to this night, we had talked about trying anal together.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Now, I hadn't tried anal since being a teen. Horrendous. And
what a sentence.
And had no cares in the world. Now, in my early 20s, the idea was intriguing. However, I know I would need a bit of Dutch courage. So that's where he dove in the drawers and got the lube.
Right.
All right. Don't want to be going in there dry.
No.
The experience was going pretty well. Him saying it felt amazing and me proud I still had the skill. Don't know if it's a skill. Don't put it on your CV. maybe keep that one in your little pocketbook of skills.
Silver award, attendance, comprehensive school, Duke of Edinburgh, pass plus driving. Does anal like a champ.
Star. Oh, okay. So
takes it up the brown star like a star. 2 weeks work experience in a hospital.
Ew.
Nothing to do with it. That's the next bit down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, okay. Mine would be work experience, body shop.
Yeah.
Eldon Square.
There we go.
Okay. Then all of a sudden, the alcohol stomach began to rumble. Oh. They've been drinking pints. I felt a definite wetness from my anus.
Heavens to Betsy.
Oh, but with what was going on, I had no idea if it was lube, yeah, horrible. His penis, weird. Or indeed a shit.
Oh, God.
Wetness.
Tell you what.
Just wetness.
Wetness is a horrible word.
Before I could say anything, he had pulled out.
Yep.
Turned me on my back and proceeded to... kiss my flower.
Oh, never in the
see
world.
See what I did there? Sounds so much nicer. At this point, I thought, well, I mustn't have done anything as he wouldn't go down there.
Oh, God almighty.
After spending a bit of time there, down there, I came. Good for you. It was at this point he lifted up his head and revealed, yes, you guessed it, a shitty lube mess on his chin.
Oh, this is the worst episode we've ever done.
It was as if there was a shitty beard.
Oh, God.
He could see on my face that something was wrong. And quickly jumped up and ran to the bathroom. And before I knew it, he had gone into the shower to clean himself.
Before I knew it, he had set himself on fire and jumped out of the window. Honestly, we are disgusting, vile chimps. Do you know that? Send the meteor. It's gone too far. Send it now and end it all. Bloody fucking... poo goaty all over this guy's face. Fucking pint after pint after pint. You were doing lie. Why not? That's a great idea. Oh my God.
Honestly, the day you want to try anal, just don't eat much.
Don't eat much.
I was mortified.
There's literally another hole there. That's brilliant. 5 stars. It's brilliant.
Chris,
Gina, great.
There's G-spots up there. There's a reason why it happens.
Yeah, but you know.
Just because you're not into it doesn't mean we're not sex shaming here.
Well, yeah, sorry, if you come up from somewhere with a goatee of poo, I'm sex shaming you. I don't care. I'm sorry and all that.
Well, do you know what it is? They should have been more prepared.
Yeah.
And douche.
Or douched and all that. Yeah.
Tell you what, there's some of my mates' arseholes are cleaner than my vagina.
God almighty.
I'll tell you that right now. These two monkey fuckers have been out on the pints and thought they'd just have a bit of bum sex, right. And it's not gone very well.
Like fucking, like sticking a plunger in a blocked toilet.
Exactly, mate. I was mortified. It was all over him, me and the bedding.
Heavens.
I took off his sheet and jumped in the shower after him. To be honest to him, he was a gent about the whole scenario, and we continued to see each other for a couple of months after that. That's good, isn't it?
Nice.
That's good because, you know...
Yeah.
Well, it would have been awful if he'd been awful about it, but that's really nice and I'm dead glad. I've had some, like, not shit related, but some period disasters with lads who I might not have been with for very long, and they were always very lovely about it. So, you know, there you go.
Nice.
Mom, I'm not slagging off my exes.
Yeah.
I've picked some nice lads in the past, and I think, you know, if you're listening now and you're a young lad or young, and stuff, yes, we'll laugh about it. I know we'll take the piss. But in the moment, if something happens that's embarrassing and rude, don't be awful about it.
Yeah.
Don't be a dickhead.
Yeah.
Write into us later.
Yeah, just save it up and send it to us.
Be nice because, you know, she didn't mean to shit herself.
shut herself. She shut him.
She shut everything.
She shut the room. She shut the event. Probably should have put like some kind of trigger warning before this story at how dirty it was, but too late now, hardlines.
No, trigger warnings.
No,
we stopped trigger warnings.
You know what
years
you signed
ago.
Up for, you fucking dirty little.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, we can.
And thank you to Sarah who wrote them in.
Not called Sarah, but there we go.
You never know, do you?
That was a trilogy.
Sarah.
That was the Sarah trilogy.
Yeah, it was.
Gosh. Well done, Sarah.
Thanks,
well done,
Sarah.
You. Not a name. Again, not a real name.
Not a real name. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so much. If you'd like to get in touch with any kind of story related to anything or not related to anything you may or may not have heard today, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, and the TV show starts tonight, and that's all I've got.
And if you are from the 30s or the 40s or the 20s or the 10s, oh my gosh, let us know what you call, what is that called, what was it called?
The tens.
Is, was it?
I don't know.
No. Is it the 1800s?
What? 19th century.
19,
yeah. 20, no, 20th century. 1800s is 19.
Yeah, 19th.
20th century is the 19s. And the 21st century is now the 20s.
Okay. Great. Just let me know what it was called when someone went down on you. Oh,
my nose and bum are bleeding. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.